The Yuans are like the devils, and some refuse to die. Their voices rising higher and higher, the Mae Bongs tell us how our Khmer soldiers kill the Yuans. Our Khmer soldiers gut the Yuans with knives, spilling their insides on the dirt. They cut off the Yuans' heads as warnings to other Yuans invading Kampuchea. The Mae Bongs pace around the circle of children as if possessed by powerful spirits, their arms shaking furiously at the sky, their lips moving faster and faster as they spit words about the glory of the Angkor and our unbeatable Khmer soldiers, words condemning the Yuans and detailing their gory fate. The children's furor matches that of the Mae Bongs. "You are the children of the Angkor. In you lies our future. The Angkor knows you are pure in heart, uncorrupted by evil influences, still able to learn the ways of the Angkor. That is why the Angkor loves you above all else. That is why the Angkor gives you so much power. You are our saviors. You have the power. Angkor, Angkor, Angkor," we thunder in appreciation. "The Yuans hate you. They want to come and take away the Khmer's treasures, including you. The Yuans know you are our treasure." Squatting down, the Mae Bongs look us in the eyes and tell us the Yuans have already infiltrated our towns and villages to try to capture us. But the Angkor will protect us if we give it our total loyalty. This means we must report to the Angkor suspected infiltrators and traitors. If we hear anyone at all, our friends, neighbors, cousins, even our own parents, speak things against the Angkor, we must report them to the Mae Bongs. My heart stops. Though the Mae Bongs' lips continue to move and words continue to come out, I can no longer hear them. Pa was against the Angkor. That must be why Pa was killed. Ma is against the Angkor, and they must never know this. With my fist raised, I scream the obligatory, "Angkors!" When the speeches are over, the circle opens up and the kids gather to one side of the fire. Four boys get up from the crowd with mandolins and homemade drums in hand. They stand to the side of the crowd and start to play their instruments. They beat the drums and strum the mandolins while their feet tap the ground. They look at each other, brows arching, eyes narrowing, mouths opening with bared teeth. But they do not look angry. In fact, they look happy. When they finish, they tease each other about who missed what notes. All of a sudden, they burst into loud laughter. The sound is nasal, shrill, and genuine.